Welcome back, everybody, and today's episode on the Winning Lifestyles Audio Edition podcast is brought to you by me, Nick, and I'm going to be talking to you today about my blog post, The Start of Something New, Why You Should Invest 1 Hour to Read Anything You Want by Derek Sievers. So it was 5:29 a.m. in the morning on May 3rd, 2020. My girlfriend and I just got through watching this incredibly cringy movie, Just Friends, on Netflix because the thumbnail of Ryan Reynolds in a fat suit caught our eyes. And the next thing I knew, I found myself wide awake, kicking myself for not going to sleep earlier. Seriously, kids, if you're dealing with insomnia too, don't do this. If you can't fall asleep, telling yourself that you've messed up your sleeping schedule isn't gonna help. It just makes it that much worse. So embrace it. Anywho, like anybody who owns an iPad, iPhone, Android, or virtually anything portable that can access the internet, I found myself surfing YouTube. And I've really been getting back into this productivity hoo-ha, and because I stumbled across the outrageously talented and brilliant junior doctor, Ali Abdaal, could you tell I was fanboying hard there? Anyway, back in January, his video on how I read 100 books a year, 8 tips for reading more, populated on my screen. And there's so many tips to take away here, so I'll just let you check out my continuous post of fanboying and related to legitimately everything he said in this other post. But anyways, one thing led to another, and yep, 30 minutes later, I've gone down the sucking spiral of YouTube. Luckily, I landed on Dr. Abdaal's other video, 3 Books That Changed My Life. Now, serendipitously, due to the building fogginess in my brain from it being 5 a.m. in the morning, I was too lazy to click thank you next from the underwhelming first book he spoke about, Tim Ferriss's 4-Hour Workweek. Before anyone hates me, it wasn't that the book was underwhelming, the book is amazing. It's just because I already knew about it and was searching for new content to consume. And this act of fate led me to discover 2 books, Anything You Want by Derek Sievers and Show Your Work by Austin Kleon. I'll definitely circle back and read Show Your Work and take the time to discuss it in another entry, but my short attention span was drawn to a specific quote that he read from Anything You Want that really jived with me. In the next 10 minutes, I decided, screw it, I'm not tired yet, so instead, I got up, grabbed a bowl of Frosted Flakes with my Kroger brand lactose-free milk, and started searching for a copy that I could read online. Now, Derek Sievers is a kind and generous man for putting his entire book on the internet to read for free, and you can find that on our blog at winninglifestyles.com. You can search for this post at the very top of the screen. If you just search Derek Sievers or anything you want, it should populate. But anyways, I quickly grabbed my iPad and started hammering away. Not even 3 pages in, I've already been hit with a bunch of those, that's me moments, as I relate to the words on the page. So next thing I know, I'm pulling quotes and writing down my thoughts in this new series that I decided to call, yep, you guessed it, that's me. Yeah, creative, right? Okay, but to get back to the main point, why should you read anything you want? I totally get the feeling of wanting to read but never having the time, and I'd get more frustrated when I try to read something but just couldn't get into it. This book helps with both, especially if you're a budding entrepreneur, which, well, we all are, because as Jay-Z said, I'm not a businessman, I'm a business, man. Okay. I gotta give credit to my childhood friend Abby P for providing that suggestion, but to keep it simple, one, it's a short, easy read packed with a ton of great information on running a business, two, you'll want to read more of it when you start, three, it'll kickstart your reading habit, and four, you'll either learn something new or really vibe with something he said. So, hey friends, thanks so much for checking out this episode of the Winning Lifestyles Audio Edition podcast. This is my first post towards Nick's books recommendations. In this threaded series, we're going to dive into some books that I've read in the past or am currently reading, and this is my way to show you the bookworm side of me. A lot of inspiration for starting this blog and other channels came from these books, so hope you can enjoy. Feel free to shout out the books that you finished reading with hashtag YuffieNationBooks on Instagram and Twitter. But until then, thanks so much for checking out the Winning Lifestyles Audio Edition podcast. Again, this is your boy Nick, hoping that we can all be happy and build wealth together. Until the next one.